Promote healthy living in our community. Healthy Cells Magazine offers information on how to live a healthier lifestyle. Pick up your copy of the magazine today.
You're listening to Central Illinois Weekend with Lindsay Romano on News Talk 1340 WSOY.
Wanted to bring in Hope Danielson, who is the health and wellness advisor with Neiman Foods. Is
yep,
that correct?
Neiman Foods County Market.
County Market, mm-hmm. which of course has a location right here in Decatur. And also Melanie Pavlovic, who is the registered dietitian. And I didn't even know that County Market had put this much thought into healthy eating for their customers. That's really amazing. And of course, we also have Krista Jaratek with Healthy Cells Magazine. You obviously have a featured article in this month's edition, correct?
Correct. Every issue they have.
Oh, they do.
Yes, they do.
And
many times they have recipes as well.
Oh, that's even better. That's even better. Because frankly, I mean, we all want to eat healthy. Everybody does want to do better about how they nourish their bodies. But sometimes they don't really know the proper way to do it. And they think, oh, I have to get a frozen meal because it's done for me. They don't realize it is simple. It is something they can do. And it's very, very easy. I want to jump right into it because I do love this subject. I really do. Obviously, healthy eating, like we said, a lot of people think it's a New Year's resolution. They think it want to start in January. Now they're thinking, I'm going to be having to get a bathing suit. I know that's
swimsuit season.
Yes. That's what I'm thinking about right now. Like, boy, I need to get on the ball. But you should be doing this all the time, right?
Right.
And why is that so important?
Well, I think what people need to understand is there's no quick fix.
Mm-hmm.
You have to find something that's going to work for the rest of your life. And that's why Melanie and I are always saying, you know, it's just the simple nutrition, you know, fruits and vegetables, watch your portion sizes on, you know, the grains mm-hmm. and the protein, like the meat. And, you know, we always say 80% of the time, you know, eat healthy. And then the other 20, it's fine to indulge in some of those, you know, favorites.
And it's probably hard. People get really overwhelmed. They go to the supermarket and they're thinking, okay, there's so many different things and everything's shouting at me that it's healthy for me or it's low cal or it's this or that gluten-free. What does that all, you know, what does it all mean? You know, that's why you're here to kind of talk about healthy eating through the aisles and what kind of to look for and things that you can pick out in your daily, in your weekly grocery shopping or whatever you do that you can really kind of turn around and make into for your whole family to eat healthy. Let's start. I want to start kind of in the, you go by section. Everybody makes their list by sections, right?
Right.
The first place I always tend to go is produce because everything kind of builds from that. Like, okay, if I'm going to make a salad or I'm going to have, I don't generally start in the meat department. I usually start like, you know, in the produce section. So let's talk about the produce section, eating healthy. What are some of the things to look for, the things to consider if you're going to get the most out of your diet mm-hmm. and the most healthy foods that you can? Talk to me about that, what you need.
Produce is a great place to start in the grocery store because we want you to fill your cart like we want you to fill your plate,
uh-huh.
half with fruits and vegetables. So the key things to remember in the produce department is buy what's in season. Okay. The other thing would be to vary your colors because that's going to give you the best bang for your buck as far as getting all those antioxidants, mm-hmm. vitamins, minerals we hear about. Always filling half your plate with fruits and vegetables at every meal. And then remembering that all forms count. It doesn't necessarily have to be fresh. You can do frozen. You can do dried, 100% juice, and canned.
Okay. Yes. So it doesn't have to be all from it, but still, as long as it's half, then you're good.
Correct.
You mentioned varying colors.
Yes.
What are some of the, because honestly, we have a fight in my household. I have a 10-year-old that loves spinach or any mixed greens. He's great with the dark stuff.
Right.
He cannot stand iceberg lettuce. I'm kind of in the same camp.
Yes.
Now, the other man in the house, he really likes the iceberg lettuce, and that's his preferred salad. And I'm like, but it's so boring. The deeper the color, probably more the nutrients.
Absolutely. And, you know, we try not to get too tied up. I mean, if it is
if
a mushroom,
veggie, it's
still good.
Yeah.
And iceberg lettuce, but maybe, you know, putting some carrots in there
mm-hmm.
or maybe even a little, you know, cucumber, tomatoes.
So add just color.
Adding the color
to it.
Make
it colorful and it's going to it's gonna make you healthy.
Yes.
I think that's one. Does that count for wine, too?
It does come from grapes.
Okay. I like the way she thinks. Now, let's talk a little bit about, now, this is the dairy section. But let's talk about a little bit about the dairy department and kind of what to look for. We know with the veggies, lots of color. Imagine with dairy, not so much color.
No, there isn't very much color other than, you know, if you're doing like strawberry milk, chocolate milk. And then we know which one is going to be the better choice, the white. So When it comes to the dairy products, you know, choosing low fat, fat free dairy, you know, if someone's on 2% milk or whole milk, we would really ideally like to get them down to at least 1%. The nutrition is exactly the same across the board in terms of vitamins, minerals, calcium, vitamin D.
Now, does the calorie count change whenever you go to, like, if you go to a low, let's say it's sour cream. You want to make fajitas, but you want to go with a fat-free sour cream. Is the calorie count higher, but the fat content is lower? I mean, how does that work? Is that something
not necessarily? It depends on the type of dairy. For example, like you're talking about the sour cream,
which it's same sour process. It's cream.
It's cream. Well, it's kind of the same process as like the skim milk. All the fat has been removed, and it actually has the least amount of calories compared to 1%, 2%, or whole. So sour cream is the exact same thing. Most of the fat can be like removed and skimmed out. So it often is going to be lower in calories than
the
reduced
fat. So you're still doing better off.
You're making a better choice. Some people may not like the texture, though, and the taste of fat-free sour cream. So one thing that Hope and I always tell our consumers is that, you know, usually a reduced fat is going to be the best of both worlds, whether it's cheese. I mean, fat-free cheese, come on now. It doesn't melt. It doesn't taste very good. So we try to be pretty, you know, realistic in that you need stuff that still tastes good, but also is a better option.
Your portion sizes. I mean, you know, if you're used to dumping a whole bag of cheese onto your salad, maybe you should go with the fat-free and just deal.
Correct. You know? And you know what we've found, you know, when we talk to people that do the fat-free cheeses, they end up using more, twice as much. So it kind of defeats the purpose because
that's me.
Then they end up eating as many calories as they would have if they would have just did a little bit of the regular.
Pudding cups, all six of them.
Oh, yes.
That's fantastic. Where'd they go? I have no idea, elves. I don't know where they went. Well, I want to also talk about, obviously, the meat department, things like that. And then you mentioned, like, with the vegetables, canned. You know, you always hear, does it actually kind of take away from the nutrients, things like that? I want to talk about that and kind of get in depth with that whenever we get back. And also, I want to talk more about County Market and how, you know, this is something that I didn't realize that County Market even had. You know, that you even care that much about your customers' health that you know, you're that invested. So we're going to take a quick commercial break, and we will get back with more Central Illinois Weekend.